Blog Talk Radio.
Weight relief and wedding trends for the fall.
I'm no Galileo, but I know what I find. A new discovery, so glad that it's mine. It's not a satellite, indeed, in my view. Out of the blue, the brightest star.
Right. Well, you know, that is Carolyn Hall, and she's singing Supernova from her last album, Supernova. I believe she's working on another one, and probably will be one out coming out sometime this year or next year, early next year. In any case, you are here on with me here on Budget Weddings NYC for you, and I want to say good afternoon and welcome. This is the first Friday of September, the full evening on September 2nd, 2016. And I am, of course, your host, Charlena P.S. And this afternoon, we're going to be having a lot of fun. We're going to talk seriously about weight. What? You're saying, what? What's going on with that? Fun with weight and talk in the same conversation. It seems like it might be an impossibility. Well, it's not. Not at all. You may remember I read some excerpts, one or two excerpts from my upcoming book, my newest book, Spiritual ID, Weight Relief, The New Thought Way, which you probably did not, I don't believe I decided on the title, but now I have. And I'm going to explain to you a little bit about the book before we delve into the trends of the fall. And then after that, I'm going to give you an excerpt from the book, a meditation excerpt from the book. Oh my goodness, I have. Anyway, never mind. Now, let me explain to you what New Thought is and why I'm using Spiritual ID in the title. New Thought is not really new. It's over a century old. It's just that it divests itself from the guard, the old guard that everyone was adhering to, where we born onto the earth, we were sinners, and we couldn't do anything about it. Yes, Jesus saved us, or Allah, or Buddha, or whomever saved us from some of our sins, but we were sinners nonetheless, and we lived only to be forgiven at the pearly gates, and if we went to heaven, or not forgiven if we were going to hell. That's the old guard. The new guard, or the thought, is that we all have our own inner knowledge that we're part of God, the universe, the divine spirit, the one, or however you describe God. New thought is a movement rather than a specific religion. And yes, this movement is part of Protestant, of being Protestant. It's based on the Bible, and so it's not a cult. And there are a lot of well-known churches or sects, spiritual centers within the Protestant sect that are part of New Thought. For instance, Christian Sciences, Church of Divine Science, Church Universal and Triumph, Jewish Science, Religious Science, and Seiko Nole, and also Unity. Now, God is the source of all reality, and it's not separate from the part of the world, and right thinking has a healing effect. And I've taken that from, I actually didn't put that down. Anyway, but the use of it's using prayer in an affirmative way rather than a begging way. And this, of course, is all from the Bible, ask and ye shall receive. So there's also affirmations, which I explain more in the book, Spiritual ID. And so that's definitely ask and ye shall receive. But also within the Bible, various spiritual leaders would pray with an affirmative prayer as if it had already happened. And the reason they were doing it that way is that any desire that you receive into your mind's eye, into your thought process, is from God. The word desire is of God. So the desire that you're receiving is intuitive, or it may even be from that still small voice, but again, that's intuitive and that is from God. So if you have a desire for something, it is a deep desire for something. I'm not just saying you have desire to be gluttonous and eat all the food and possible in front of you. That's not of God. That's just a feeling of gluttony. But in terms of a deeper desire for the desire for health, the desire for in that you want to be completely well, that's a desire from God. Or you desire wealth in terms of not being in poverty, as opposed to being in poverty. And if we go back to the old guard, and I don't mean to sound like I'm preaching, but as I go back to the old guard, the idea was that the masses were put down, were made to believe that they were less than, and that there was someone that was always over them, and they were closer to God. But then the masses felt that the people who were seemingly saying that they were closer to God because they were richer were not treating them as well. We're not treating them as godlike individuals, and that's how a lot of times wealth has been connoted to be filthy, because the filthy rich would sometimes treat the people that they employ or as slaves or less than. And the development of lack became more and more prevalent in the world. But in terms of new thought, we all realize that we are part of the riches of the world, because God is all-powerful, is omnipresent. God is the ultimate spirit, the higher consciousness within us. And that consciousness, that higher consciousness, is not ever poor, is not ever dis-ease or ill at ease or sick. The spirit cannot be sick. Okay, I've gotten off on another, on a religious, a spiritual talk or sermon here. I do apologize. Anyway, God is the source of all reality. We are not separate, but part of right thinking, and we have a healing effect on ourselves. We use, again, affirmative prayer to assist us in instilling within us belief, the knowledge, the knowing that we are part of God, and that we are able to have the desires of our hearts. Some of the beliefs of new thought practices are law of attraction, life force, which means energy. And there's so many things that mean energy in our life already. For instance, current or currency, so the energy of money. Life force, obviously. breathing and being cognizant of our spirit self, that too is an energy. And as I said, some of the activities of New Thought are affirmations, affirmative prayer, also creative visualization, which will be used in all three of those will be used in my course, and which is in the book. Also positive thinking and personal magnetism. And then spiritual ID, the reason I use that is that I think of spiritual ID with regard to weight release as an understanding of our own soul growth through our own God power. And each of us have God power because we have a spirit that is keeping us alive, and that God power can help us overcome any type of weight challenges. Now, my plan is that by the vernal equinox, we will begin a class surrounding the structure of my book, and it's my hope that you will join me in the exploration of releasing weight this autumn. And if you're like me, I am going to reveal that if you're like me, the summer was just, it was a lot of fun. For the most part, except on those really, really hot days. And we had a lot of hot days. So, and I got a lot done on the inside my home, not so much out in the world. So, and whereas my weight did not go up, but I was also not releasing as much weight as I had determined that I thought I would during the course of the summer. I am not a summer child, even though I was born in the summer. Like, I just celebrated my birthday last weekend. And I'm still celebrating my birthday. I did not and do not go out when it is really, really hot. It's just not my thing to do. And I guess, yes, I am blaming the heat that I didn't do better. But I know that I can and I will in the autumn because I love autumn and I love, love, love winter. So those are my strongest seasons of the month for me to get rid of things, especially stuff off my body. So in any case, to get rid of the weight from my spring, it's my hope that you will also join me in the 5-day trial of my class. My class is a 3-week class. It consists of 23 days, an introduction class, and then the start of the class itself, and then a wrap-up class at the end. So it's 23 days. It's 21 days for the weight release plan, but it's 23 days in total. So the trial, the 5-day trial of my class, will start on Wednesday, the 20th of September, and run through September 24th. And I'm not sure, I might have a Google Plus class that week, either Monday or evening or Tuesday afternoon. I'm not sure of that quite yet. And then the 3-week course will start on Monday the 23rd. We'll have the introduction on the 3rd, and on the 4th we'll have the actual start of the class. And then it'll run through it'll run through Tuesday the 4th, 20th, through the 26th, actually, my mother's birthday. So the 26th will be the wrap-up day in October. And we'll be meeting with each other over the course of those 23 days, every single day, so we can just check in, basically, maybe no more than 15 minutes after the first 2 days, and then the last day will be an hour or so with the question and answer as well. I'm also going to allow the class to have 25 people in it, and the price is $67 for the course, the 23-day course, And I hope you'll join me. But the 5-day is free. It's absolutely free. We're just going to test out the waters and see how it feels together. And just to give you a taste of what the course will entail, I thought that I'd read a meditation from one of my friends who's offered their gift of meditation within the book. It's not going to be the full meditation because I want to get to the. It'll be probably less than 5 minutes, really, just to give you a taste. And it's going to be after I tell you about the trends in the fall wedding industry. So let me tell you what's going on. In about 2 weeks, I believe I have to hammer out the time of this. Actually, I think it will be in 2 weeks. I will have on the show the authors of The First Year of Marriage. And we just have to hammer out the details as to whether or not they can come live on the show or if it'll be recorded. But it is my idea that they will be on the show live. But we'll see about that. In any case, it'll be the first year of marriage, and that is Ashley and Marcus, and I don't remember their last name, but I will post their information on my website, budgetweddingsnyc.com. And the information about the spiritual ID is, that website's not up yet, but it is spiritual ID weight release. And that'll be up in the next week. Alrighty, so now in terms of what to expect this fall, it's really exciting. I did my projections of what would be in the wedding aisles. I do that every March or February, March or April, around in there. And a lot of it is coming true. Now, the flowers, I didn't really think about flowers so much, but I think I did mention that weddings were becoming more and more rustic. And with that, in terms of the rusticity, the wedding is beginning to downsize, especially in expenses, which is a great area for your wedding plan. So in that respect, flowers are no more for everyone. Not everyone in the wedding party will or have to have, and never really had to have, flowers. It just became a big thing, I think, after people saw Princess Diana's wedding or someone else's who was over the top rich and just wanted to have flowers. Those flowers can be expensive. They are beautiful, it's true, but they can be very expensive since these are items that grow and die and are quite delicate to ship from place to place. So I say all of that because now with a more rustic feel, a lot of times, and the trend is now that flowers for the wedding, for the bridal bouquet, yes, but nobody else. And then flowers, flower heavy during via the venue. So, and a lot of people are doing family style where everyone's at one long table, or one or two, maybe even three, depending on how many people are going to be there. Family style dinners and tables, so you can have a long vine-like flower arrangement that drapes over the side of the table, and that looks beautiful. Or if you're in a space, maybe you're in a space that doesn't have any windows from outside, then you just want to have what looks to be a lot of foliage around, so you could have something on the table and something hanging above the bridal table, brides and grooms table, or the cake table. And it could look like a forest nymph's paradise. It could be very pretty. And it could also be part of your minimalist decor, and that means big savings in your wallet. Now, we move on to Kate. You might remember that I mentioned last summer, that or last fall or very early winter, like January, that cakes were taking on the form of, I think also Ramya mentioned this, that artwork was becoming the big thing. So she confirmed what I said earlier in the year. Artwork on your cake, for instance, lots of hand paintings, some carvings, some sculpted cakes, sculpted accessories for the cake. All, for instance, my wedding cake designer, pastry chef, made flowers, handmade flowers for our wedding cake 11 years ago. But now it's just taken on a whole new meaning. There's lots of hand painting for the cake, so there's probably fondant, which is what I love. Most people do not, but I love fondant, and my cake has fondant in it, on it. And then a lot of times the cake is painted with edible gold just to give it that sort of shimmer. There's also for the cakes, there is the naked cake, which sounds scandalous, I know. And all that is that there's icing in between the layers, and sometimes the layers are really thin, so it looks like it's a lot of cake. And in essence, what that is, it might be a cake layer is cut in half, and then the icing, or frosting, I call it frosting, but a lot of pastry chefs call it icing in between the layers, and then there is frosting on top, and that is what's called a naked cake. Now, the other thing to do is to have a signature drink for your bar. Now, rather than having an open bar where you're paying for everybody's drink, or even if you're having a minimally open bar, maybe for the first hour and the 3 hour cocktail, you could have a signature drink. You could still have wine and beer if you like, or if you just want to have the signature drinks, you could make up something if you like. I don't suggest that because a lot of times those made up drinks just don't fly. At least when I say made up, I don't mean like crazy things. Oh, our colors are this, so we're going to go with that, and then my spouse is going to like this, and then you put it all together and it tastes nasty. That's not what I mean when I say a signature drink. For instance, my signature drink is a tequila gimlet, and not once I explain it to the bar or the wait staff, they know exactly what it is. But it's not something that everybody drinks, so you could do something like that, or you could do a favorite drink or a drink that you and your spouse at the time of your first date had together. So maybe one of you had a beer and the other one had a wine, a wine cooler or a tequila gimlet, then you would have both of those at your reception. You could have your two signature drinks and then also have craft beers or a specialty wine at your reception. And don't forget the teetotalers. So if you have a signature drink, whether it's one or two, remember the teetotalers. Have something that's similar that does not have the alcohol in it for them. And by doing your drinks that way, it saves you a lot of money. And now the color trends for color trends, bridal attire, and accessories for the bride. The color trends this year seem to be lime green, classic blue, purple, burgundy, orange, coral, orchid, and neutral, also known as beige. And basically all of these colors you'll find in the forest during the early autumn months as the leaves begin to change and begin to fall off the trees during autumn. It's almost a complete opposite of the bright and dark greens of the spring and summer that you still see outside now. And then if you want to choose one or two corresponding colors to go with any of those, for your palette. You can't go wrong anywhere. And for instance, if you wanted to do a purple, if you wanted to do the purple or eggplant, you know, they love to call things, not purple, but eggplant, it would be purple, white, a custom or baby blue, and a custom green, maybe a, what would that be, like a pale green. And if you wanted to do earthy for the fall, that would be like lime green, the ocean blue, neutral or beige, or sometimes they call it sugar, and a custom tan, which is kind of brown. I'm not really fond of that, but, you know, that could be your palette. And let's see, and then for your bridal attire, fluffy, I have found, is really in. So whether it's tulle or gamza, taffeta or chiffon, it's all about the soft romantic look that will turn heads as you come down the aisle, and as you stand at the altar, turn your spouse's head as well. Beading and lace, of course, are still kings. Can't go wrong with that. And then the shorter train is in now. And for your, what's really cool now, and I did this for a recital in the 90s, I had a detachable cape. It showed off decolletage, and then it had a short skirt. So this is really great. This is because it's great for dancing. So you could have a beautiful long chiffon or length attire, dress, and then between your ceremony and your reception, you take off the skirt, take off that long skirt, and you have your danceable skirt underneath. That's really cool. And then you have a dress that's two in one. You save big bucks there. You have two different looks, one from the ceremony and one for the reception. And you can also add a bolero jacket to that, or a shawl of any type, lace or velvet or whatever your desire is, chiffon, you know. And that too dresses it up either at the reception or during the wedding. And it depends on whether or not you're showing off delicatage. And if you're getting married in a church, then you're going to want a bolero jacket or something that covers up your bosom. And then for the accessories for the bride, you, besides the shawl or the jacket, you're going to want to go with maybe a hair brooch, or you could have a veiled hat. You could have a bird's nest or a fingertip veil. And then for jewelry, either made of rhinestone, or I would say just stick to the rhinestone for your necklace and earring, because if you dance crazily or bump into people, or you're always hugging people, and you might lose something. You'll hold on to your ring, but you might get your necklace stuck in someone's whatever they're wearing, or your earring might fall off. And if it's something real, that could be a heartbreaker. Oh my goodness, I have left only 60 seconds left, and I don't know that I can give you a taste I didn't queue up the affirmation, but let me see this. I was going to read from is Kathy Greets Grant, and she is a licensed Unity member, a Menace teacher, and she is also a the co-director of the prayer chaplains at Unity New York, which I'm a member of the team. And no, I am not going to be able to give you that. You know, I will, this evening, I will use her meditation for as part of my meditation this evening at 12 midnight. So if you want to join me then, we will. You'll hear from the book. You'll also hear about the 12 powers of man, and we'll also hear her meditation as well. So I thank you very much for tuning in. I do apologize for talking so long about wedding stuff and the book, but that's the way it goes sometimes. Thank you very much again for tuning in, and I will be talking with you about weddings in 2 weeks, and join me this evening on midnight with Charlena on that very same channel. And we will hear the meditation by Kathy Threet Grant. Alrighty, from my book, Spiritual ID, Weight Release, The New Thought Way. I look forward to hearing from you, and bye-bye.